Stephen Moore is president of the Free Enterprise Fund and a conservative political advocate in favor of private accounts for Social Security. He's circulating a political memo this week to fellow conservatives, arguing the Bush administration has blundered with its Social Security proposals through its willingness to consider a form of tax increase to help pay for the changes. Stephen Moore, welcome back to Day to Day.
Hello, Alex.
Political writers all say that Mr. Bush needs Democrats to get on board for this change. So what is it that the Bush administration is doing wrong, do you think? Because this raise the cap on income that would be taxed for Social Security proposal, that's meant to attract the Democrats, isn't it?
It is. The problem for George W. Bush, and let me start by saying I'm a big admirer of what he's trying to do here, and I think he deserves a lot of credit for being the first president in decades for actually taking on this thorny issue of the finances of Social Security. He has a major problem, which is that there are some Republicans who don't want to touch Social Security because they fear for their political lives. And then he's got pretty solid Democrat opposition against him. And so he's trying to cobble together enough votes to make this reform possible. Now, my problem with the strategy has been that he has floated these trial balloons over the course of the last month, including cutting some of the future benefits of Social Security, which didn't go over very well. So I think Bush has had a bad couple of weeks, but I think he can still regain the momentum on this issue, and I still think he's going to win.
Well, what should the White House have done, and what should it do now? I mean, they've talked about this. We're going out for 60 days, 60 stops, yeah, to sell it across the country.
Well, first of all, despite the polls, I do think that this is a very saleable idea, especially with young workers and especially among what we call the investor class voters, which is now more than half of all voters, who would like to have control and ownership of some of their own payroll tax dollars. He hasn't done a very good job of selling the ownership feature of this issue. And I think as I look at the polling data and the arguments that are being made, this is really about allowing Americans to have personal ownership of this money, which is, by the way, Alex, the number one tax that most American families are paying. So that, and he also has to keep his conservative supporters happy, because all he's done so far is infuriate some of his supporters, whereas he hasn't gained any Democrat votes.
Stephen, maybe the problem is that even though Social Security does face certain problems around the middle of the century,
right,
maybe it's not bad enough yet to be a crisis, and the White House doesn't have the credibility, perhaps because there were no weapons of mass destruction,
right,
to convince people that you know, we've got to do something.
Well, Alex, I think you've actually put your finger on a big problem here, which is I do believe the evidence is very strong, as Alan Greenspan talked about yesterday, that we need to do something to fix the finances of Social Security, because the system is going to collapse in the course of the next 30 or 40 years if we don't. But for most Americans, 30 or 40 years, it might as well be 100 years from now. And you're right that there's not this impending sense of crisis. And that makes it very difficult for George Bush to make his case that we have to make this change to deal with the crisis. That gets back to the point I was making earlier, which is the stronger case is that under this private investment system that George Bush is talking about, you get to own your account, you'll get more money when you retire, and I think that's a stronger argument than saying, you know, 30 years from now, if we don't do this, we're going to have a real financial crisis on our hand.
With the poll numbers out this week, with what members of Congress say they were hearing in their districts last week, I'm not sure why you continue to say, I think the president eventually is going to win on this.
Well, because George Bush has proven over the last 5 years that when he puts his heart and mind and political capital into an issue, you don't bet against this guy. That was true on the Medicare bill, it was true on the education bill, and it was most true on his tax cut bill, which I remember when he came out with his tax proposals, there were a lot of political pundits who said there's no way he's ever going to be able to get these things through. So I think his record speaks for itself that he's very committed to getting this done. But I agree with you, Alex, it's a big uphill climb. I'm not sure it's going to get done this year as the White House hoped, but I do think before George Bush leaves office, he is going to have a success on Social Security.
Stephen Moore is president of the Free Enterprise Fund. Stephen, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex.